Blog Talk Radio.
All this time, I'm just giving God glory and praise. And my phone is on mute, but it's back again, giving him glory, giving him honor. What a mighty God we serve. He is phenomenal, awesome. Oh, glory to God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. We bless the Lord that we can come together to exalt his name, to pray, to magnify his name, to give him glory, to give him honor, because he is worthy of it at all times. There is nobody can do us like Jesus. We bless the Lord no matter what chaos goes on, no matter what the horrific things go on, no matter what the adversary is doing. Hallelujah. God is still the God of peace and joy, healing and deliverance. Nothing goes on that he does not know about. We just got to learn just to worship and magnify him and trust him through these horrific things that go on, because he knows it before the beginning. He created time. He created us. And he knows what the enemy is all about. But he's telling us to stand on his word, to be dressed with the armor on, to use the weaponry that he's given us that is not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. If we would rest in him and trust him and obey him, all we'll be a force to be reckoned with against the enemy. So teaching us more and more how to trust him when we can't trace him, that he's a God, that he cannot lie, and his hand is not too short, that he cannot deliver. And no, like the Hebrew boy said, if he don't deliver me, I know he's able. So we got to know our God is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. So no matter what we're facing, no matter what's going on in the cosmos, no matter how much the enemy wrapped his ugly head, God is still in control. Whatever over that goes on, and whatever he allows, because the enemy cannot go cross the line until he says so. Just like the water, glory to God, in the ocean, glory to God, in the sea, and there is land, it can't go no further, glory to God, than what God's allowed. And when that time comes, nothing or nobody can stop it. And that's the kind of power, glory to God, in us that God has given, no matter what the enemy does. When it comes a time, hallelujah! Glory to God. When the Lord say, enemy, that's enough, glory to God, that's enough. Ah, glory to God. He said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, I will raise up the standard against him. So we just thank the Lord again tonight. Praise the Lord for another opportunity to come together to worship the Lord. Glory to God, to give thanks unto him and to hear a word from the Lord. Thank God for our messengers. In the name of Jesus, that God has blessed to come forth, and even in the midst of us, go out through the prayers, through the glory to God, the healing, the deliverance, and just even time just to come to worship him and give thanks. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Praise God. We only have but a few people on, but I want them to hear what this prophet has to say from the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We're looking forward to hearing from Prophetess Bird. Glory to God, and whatever else God wants to do afterwards, we're going to just wait on him and listen, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. So I bless the Lord for you. Praise God. Like I said, it's only a few of us right now, and right now we need to be able to be in a place where this word does not go out with three or four people. They need to be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. So in the meantime, before I get ready to pray, I'll give some time, glory to God, to do a little reading out of the Calling Devotional Bible, and praise God, who's on then after the prayer, then wait a minute, we just have to go on and be about Jesus' business, and they have to catch up with us and get on the train. Praise God, hallelujah, as we go forth and allow the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign. We give God, bless the Lord, praise the Lord. Depending on him, I am constantly conscious of your thoughts. Sometimes your mind creates so many plans that they get tangled up in each other. The longer you endure in obsession and planning, the farther you roam from awareness of my presence. Although you may think you are planning your way, I am actually the one who desires your steps. However, you can choose the hard way, ignore me, or the right way, seeking my will. Be thankful for the mental confusion that occurs when you overly focus on your mailer plans. It can help you simply stop and laugh at yourself at such times. The most important response, though, is to turn back to me quickly, saving precious time and energy. Just reading out of the Jesus Calling Bible for those that are just coming on. As you entrust your concerns to me, I receive them to my care and keep them to lighten your load and help you gain traction so you can move forward in dependency on me. I don't guarantee you a trouble-free journey, but I do promise to make your life meaningful. I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Treasure my teaching in your heart, for it is not your plan, but my counsel that will stand. See also the reference scripture in Proverbs 16:9, Jeremiah 10:23, Psalms 32:8, and Proverbs 19:21. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Only a couple so far came on, but as the woman of God started ministering the word of God, I believe they'll be joining us in the name of Jesus. Father, as we come in your presence tonight, we come with the spirit of thanksgiving, attitude of gratitude, glorifying, magnifying you. What an awesome God we serve. Thank you for another day that you added into our lives. Nothing we could do, glory to God, to bring ourselves into this place. It's only you allowing us to breathe and have access of activity of our limbs and having a sound mind. Ah, God, to be able to be in this day. We didn't wake ourselves up, but you did. So we thank you for every day. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to be a part of the kingdom of God. Thank you for saving us and delivering us out of the hand of the enemy, out of the buck and the marrow clay. Thank you, Lord God, for ordering our steps. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Thank you for the opportunity that we can come together to intercede and to pray for one another and to lift others up and to intercede and be a witness, glory to God, for those that are in darkness, that we can bring light through Jesus Christ, uplifting him. And he said, if we lift him up, he'll draw all men to him. Thank God, glory to God, for touching our hearts and helping us to recognize that we need a Savior. We need a deliverer. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing tonight that we can come together and hear the word of God. We pray that you bless the prophet Bird God as she bring out of her spirit what God has placed in her, the rhema of the Logos word. We thank you, Lord God, for being, hallelujah, glory to God, in a place that we can hear. Oh, you said those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. But you're saying hearing and obeying. God, we thank you for being our counselor, our Prince of Peace. We thank you for being our Messiah. We thank you for being our Savior, our healer. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. We have none other to look to for deliverance and healing and salvation is you, O Lord. God, help us to not lean to our flesh and our own understanding, but to learn to acknowledge you and let you direct our path. Ah, God, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. Hallelujah. Sharper, glory to God, than any two-edged sword. Glory to God, we thank you, Lord God, for that word. Come to cleanse and deliver us and also anyone that's walking in darkness and to order our steps. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, our paraclete. We glorify you. We magnify you. What an awesome God we serve. Thank you for these, your people, that are coming on to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say tonight. Blessing their families and their lives, glory to God, and their businesses and their home and their marriages. Ah, God, and their children, even in this chaotic time that we're in, all glory to God, all the horrific things that are going on, all the confusion, whatever. God, you're still in the midst, and you're still saving, delivering, and healing, and you're still using your people, those that will hear and obey. God, we thank you that you give us peace in the midst of those storms. If we stay in that narrow way, we stay on that journey, we're looking up to the hills with coming our help. God, we thank you for ordering our steps. God, help us to stay, glory to God, walking circumspectly to your word. You are so wonderful. Thank you for, glory to God, all the provisions that you make of being Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for the peace, Jehovah Shalom. Thank you for El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God. We thank you for Jehovah Mekadesh, the God that sanctifies. Thank you, Lord God. We bless you, glory to God, for Jehovah Rapha. Glory to God. We bless you for all that you do and always doing and still doing. Again, thank you again for the prophet tonight. Use her for your glory. Continue to bless her, keep her healed and whole, keep her encouraged, keep her with a mindset, glory to God, thy will be done. Glory to God, we thank you for all the ministers of the gospel and those that have an ear to hear it and even those that join us. God, hallelujah. So we can learn more and more, as the reading said, depending on him. Bless the Lord. And him is Jesus Christ. Bless the Lord. He said, there's a way that seems right to man, but that way leads to destruction. We want to, glory to God, be led by you and trust you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord. We thank God, glory to God, for our very own prophetess Bird, a woman of God, glory to God, that studies the word, know the Lord Jesus Christ, saved through the Holy Spirit, baptized, glory to God, in his word and in his blood, and thanking God, glory to God, for her mindset to when she hear from God, that glory to God, she will obey him. I thank God, glory to God, for using her for his glory. Thank God for the giftings that are in the inside of her. We thank God for the anointing in the name of Jesus. So we're going to prepare ourselves, glory to God, and thank God for her being a looking at the number, getting ready to open the wrong number. It's a similar number to hers. Praise God. Thank God for her willing to come on. She's a great part of the ministry of Divine Connection. No, I just saw her number, I thought. Divine Connection prayer line. We thank God for, I just want to make sure while I'm doing all this, getting ready to do an introduction, that I have her number pulled up and open the line. Oh, no, I know what it is. I just hit the old number. Just what? Well, praise the Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. You are worthy of the praise. Thank you again for your anointing. Praise the Lord, because you have a different number tonight, so I've got to bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't know where the number went, but we know the woman of God is ready, and we're looking forward to her coming on and delivering. What thus said the Lord, there it is. I just scrolled to pass it. Well, we thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Prophetess Lillian Burden. As we open the line now, we want to let her have free reign to do what God tell her to do. She has plenty of time, so we want you to open your ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. At this time, we want you to receive none other than Pastor Prophetess Lillian Burden.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Elilalabosa. Hallelujah. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank Pastor BJ for allowing me to share with you tonight what God has given me. And this is coming. God gave me a dream, and this is a prophetic dream that he gave me, and he wanted me to share this with the body, because I'm here to tell you it's good news. And so I will go through the dream first, and then I will go back and break down what God has given me. But Father, we do thank you for this opportunity to share this word that you have given. God, I got yourself so that you can live and speak through me, Father God. Whatever you want to be said, let it be said. And God, I come in anticipation that you even download into me and our spirits, God, as I speak forth what you've given me for the body of Christ. We thank you so much for loving us, God, and choosing us in yourself before the foundation of the world. God, we can't do nothing without you, but through you all things are possible. We thank you, God, that we are transformers, dear God, and we are transformers, God, by how we act and what we say and what we do, dear God. Help everything that we do and say, God, lift you up and glorify you, Father God. We ask that you bless the body of Christ, your church, your people tonight, and that every need, God, that they have be met in you. thanking you again, Father God, as you bless Divine Connection. You bless this woman of God, Father God, that as she opened up these airways, that people can hear what thus says the Lord. Bless her with every need, God, being met in Jesus' name. And I thank you again for her faithfulness, God. I thank you for her being on a post, and I thank you for her hearing from you. So, God, we give you praise, honor, glory, and thanks. And it's such a privilege, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that makes this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with so here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful. The King of all days, oh so high exalted, glorious in heaven above. Only you came to the earth, you created all for the love. Take these things. And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Hallelujah. Here I am to worship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to share this dream that God gave me. And like I said, I would come back and interpret this dream. But this is a dream for the church, for the body right now. God loves us so much. He said he would not keep anything hidden from us. So I'm going to share this dream. This dream that God gave me on October the 4th, 2022. And this is what I dreamed. I dreamed I was going to a church that I had never been before. And when I got out of the car, I heard people praising God and worshiping God in the church. I heard them just all out in the parking lot. That was how they was praising God. And I went into the church, and when I went into the church, I heard preaching. I heard the people praising, and people was up and they were dancing before the Lord and their arms was raised and they were just praising and worshiping God and dancing all around. And as I entered the door, I looked down and I saw trash in the floor. And I said, somebody needs to pick up that trash. And I walked past the trash that was in the floor and I went into another room. And I went, and when I came back, I saw that the trash was still in the floor. So I went and I got a broom, and I began to sweep the floor. And the more I swept, the more dirt I found. I got so tired of sweeping, and all of a sudden, as I'm sleeping, I looked over, and all of a sudden, it was these four, five, or six people had joined me. And they began to sweep, and they were sweeping up more and more dirt. We were just sweeping, and the more we swept, the more dirt we were finding everywhere in the church. And so I got tired, and I went to a chair, and I sit down in it. And my sister brought me some food. She brought me a glass of milk and a carton of milk. And when I looked in the carton, it was full of junk. Junk was in that carton. And I told her, I said, look what you gave me. And so she came back over and looked at it. I said, why would you give me this trash? So she said, the mother sister gave it to her. But anyway, she went back and she brought me another carton. And as I'm sitting there, I look around and all the people was leaving. Everybody had gone. So I got up to leave, and the men were still sweeping the floor as I went out to look for my car. And I couldn't find it. And then I realized that I had come with my sister, but everybody was gone except three white women and a man who was standing by the door of the church. So as I approached the car, I asked the women, could they give me a ride to my house? And the women in the back, it was two women in the back and one in the front, and the women in the back did not want me to ride. But the woman in the front said I could. So when I opened the car door, I saw this big black boiling pot sitting on the seat. And all of a sudden, it just disappeared. So I got in the car. As we continued, I started to look out and see that I did not see anything that looked familiar to me. So I asked, I said, where are we going? I said, this is not the way to my house. And so the woman told me that she had to make a stop. At first, I saw all of these beautiful buildings. They were tall and gold. And all of a sudden, she turned off the road into an attic on a dirt road. And all of the buildings was just old and dilapidated. And when I looked at it, I got this feeling. You know how you just get that feeling that something is not right. And I got that feeling that, you know, something ain't right. And I said to myself, this look like hell. And she pulled off and she went through a gate and parked the car. And she got out of the car. And I felt like the ladies that was still in the car was trying to kill me. So I bent down to get my stuff out from the floor of the car, and I got out. And I saw this lady talking to a man in an old wagon that he had taken on, and it had taxi written over it. And she was talking to him. I got out of the car and walked over to the man, and she left. And I asked him, was he going to take me home? And he told me he was waiting on someone. He was dirty, and he looked just like a demon in the face. So I started to walk in, and I came out of the gate, and I just started walking. And I walked for a long time. And when I looked up again, I saw a fence and a great big dog. And this dog was the size of a horse. He was so big. And the dog started running towards me. And when he got close to me, all of a sudden, it was like he was bowing, and he started wagging his tail. And I thought, this dog is friendly. And I looked up, and now I see that I am in a fence place again. And I look up, and I see all these big, old buildings. And as I was looking, all of a sudden, I see these men coming out the door, and they had a big dog. And this dog also just looked at me and looked like a horse, big. And he went down, and he bowed. And I began to look around, and I saw that I was entrapped again. I was back there in this, in hell. And as I was looking, I thought, God, how am I going to get out of here? But in my mind, I knew that there was no way out. I knew that I was in hell, and I could not get out. And all of a sudden, oh, Shabaki, oh, just like it was real, I felt this thing of hopelessness. It just came over me. It wasn't fear. It was hopelessness. And I knew I was in hell and that I was going to be there forever and I was never getting out. And God spoke to me, and he said, hell has enlarged itself. So now I'm going to go back and go over what God was telling me, each one of these scenes and what it meant. This is a prophetic word from the Word of God, and this is to his church. This is to his body. And I just put a name on it. And I said, God's glory in men's weakness. God's glory in men's weakness. Because God is going to use his people. And God is going to use his church like never before. And God is preparing us for what he has in store for us. And that's how much God loves us. God showed me that when I got out of the car and I heard all of this commotion going on in the church, it was a familiar place, but yet I had never been there before. So God was showing me his people worshiping the Lord, and he was showing me the people giving him praise, and God was showing me the body of Christ. That's how God wants us to gather together and to lift him up and to glorify him. And then, as I walked in, I saw the trash. And with that, God showed me the condition of the church. He showed me that there was sin in the camp. And that there's no perfect church, y'all. But if we go back to Revelation, when God talked about the seven churches, he found something good about all of them. But at the end, he said it was something he had against them. And the one thing that he told them, repent. He said, you better repent or I will remove your candlestick. So there is no perfect church. And I just walked around it and act like I didn't see it. God said to me, and he came out of Galatians 6:1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, listen here, You which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Galatians 6:2 say, bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. God wants us to love one another. God wants us to love one another enough that when we see them in something they have no business in, for us to tell him, but not condemn him. We want to happen because, look, we're all in this together. We are the body of Christ. And sometimes we see a person in a fault. We'll talk about them, but we won't tell them that you're in sin. Because, see, we're not responsible for the actions that person takes. But we are responsible for what we say to that person, because God told us to bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. We got to do it in love. Spirit of the world gloats over sin. The spirit of Christ leads us to restore the sinner. Our first thought should never be a revenge of contempt or of the adjustment of our own claim, but rather of how to help our fallen brother to regain his old place in the love of God. That is what God is calling his church to do. By God, we are one. And God wants us to love each other and walk in unity and oneness. We're living in the last days, and he's calling the church higher. He's calling the church to come up higher, come up higher. Love one another. And so I went back, hallelujah, and I start sweeping. And what God showed me, hallelujah, that he has a remnant. Listen, we are not the only ones praying. We are not the only one teaching and preaching the word. We are not the only church that's living right. God has a remnant. And he showed me that when all of these men start coming, they represented the body of Christ. They represented pastors and apostles and evangelists and teachers. It reminded me, and prophets, it reminded me of how he in the body of Christ was. There's no perfect church. And if it was, as soon as I walked in it, it would no longer be perfect. It would no longer be perfect because I'm not perfect. But God just showed me how we were all working together. God said, there are some good folk out there. There are some people praying. There are some people living right. There are some people doing what they can. There are some protectors of the saints. And we're all working together on one accord. And we're working together so that our sisters and brothers will come into the knowledge of who Christ is. That's the function of the church. God have left that over to the church, and he's not coming back. He's not coming back to prophesy to nobody. He's not coming back to witness to nobody. God have left us, and it's our responsibility to be our brothers. People, if you see your brother in a fault, you go to him in love. You don't have to call him out. You don't have to talk to him. But God is holding you responsible if you have the opportunity to speak to that person and they turn around and come back to the first love. That's what God was showing me. This church walking in unity. This church walking in oneness. And so when I came back, and here's my sisters and brothers, and we're all trying to clean up with the mess that we see. But see, that's a lot of mess. There is deception in the church. There's jealousy in the church. There are angry people in the church. And God wants us to be aware. But one of the things that God wants us to do is pray. Don't talk about it. Pray. Go to the sister brother and tell them. And then you've done your job. It ain't your job to say what they need to do or how they need to do it. That's God's job. You have to tell them, but then you have to come back and pray for them. It's a command. Pray for your sisters and brothers so that they are strengthened. And so this is what Paul is saying to the church. Hallelujah. Bear you one another's burden. And so that's what he was showing me in that. He also showed me that I went and I sit down. And when I sit down, my sister brought me some food. She brought me some food over. And when I looked at it, I realized that it was junk. God gave me 1 Corinthians 3:1, and it says this, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Got to grow up. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. Why? Because you were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying one another, and division, and you are carnal-minded, and you walk as men, walking as the world. We are too busy trying to find out people's faults. We are too busy worrying about what somebody else is doing. You're too busy worrying about somebody else's call and if they are doing the right thing. That's the vision. God called us to be one. Because, y'all, we're in a battle. We're in a battle for souls. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness and hatred. Glory to God. And we got to defeat Satan with the word of God and us standing together as one. That's how he's getting in. He's getting into church because we're leaving doors open and nobody has the courage to tell you, bro, stop talking about the pastor and what the pastor should and shouldn't be doing. They don't need to answer to you. I don't care if they're in the wrong. Pray for them. It's not your job to judge. Because we all have fallen short of the glory of God. Every last one of us. The first thing that God did was he showed me. See, God won't show us ourselves. He showed me the condition I was in at one time in my life, but yet he loved me enough and he saved me.
You still can hear you?
Okay. The phone went out. And he showed me me. And I'm just going to share this fault with you. You are my family. You are my friend. And God showed me that there was a time in my life where I was living with somebody I wasn't married to. And I was faithful in church, going to church every Sunday, singing on the choir, secretary of the auxiliary in leadership. Everybody in there knew it, and nobody said a word. Even though I knew it was wrong, but the pastor wouldn't tell me. Nobody around me would tell me that you're in sin, how you living. So conviction didn't come. But God's mercy and grace, he revealed that thing to me, and I had to come out. See, if we love each other, I'll tell you, sister, that ain't right. Sister, you got to come out of that condition. I'm going to pray for you. So when God showed me how I had walked it and how I was a sinner and what I was doing, he still had mercy. He still loved me. Hallelujah. Because I named the name of Jesus Christ. I accepted him as my Savior. So he watched over me and kept me and protected me. That don't mean, hallelujah, that we got to stay in sin. For while one says, I am a Paul, and another says, I Apollo, are ye not carnal? The church was divided on who baptized them. And that's what we do sometimes. We get so caught up on them little nitpicky things in the body, and God is calling us to be warriors. God is calling us to come against our enemy, and that's Satan and his onslaught. Because I'm telling you, he's knocking us down and kicking us because we are divided. So we need to come together as the body of Christ and truly love one another as God has loved us. So that if we see somebody falling into temptation, and not to judge, because we can remember when we was in that same place. So that's what God showed me. Was sitting there at that table, and I was so focused on what on that milk and that stuff. What I did was we get focused on that stuff. And here was all of the saints leaving me. And I'm sitting there worrying about, I'm sitting there worrying about this little milk and stuff. That's what people are doing and all of that stuff. I'm thinking about that, where I've lost my focus off of Jesus Christ. And that's what God showed me. So when I looked around and I saw everybody had left, I got up. And I went outside, but I couldn't find my car. And then I remembered I had rode with somebody. What God showed me in that is there was a disconnect. We got to stay connected to the body of Christ. We got to stay connected to like-minded people. We got to keep our focus. We got to keep our focus. Because if not, Satan will destroy us. Have you ever seen when a wolf or something is hunting, the first thing they look for is the weakest link. They look for that young, that newborn babe or that calf or cow that's by itself. And they will come and devour it. That's what Satan do to us. If Satan can get us separated, if Satan can get our focus, if Satan can keep us divided, then he can conquer the body of Christ, the warriors. Hallelujah. The saints that God have brought up in these last days. Because we're in a battle right now, y'all. We're in a battle between good and evil. And Satan is knocking us out. He's taking our children. Hallelujah. He is bringing division in the church. But God wants us to keep connected to the body. See, it ain't just about, it ain't about going in the church. God wants us to go in church and fellowship with one another. But during the pandemic, people found other ways to stay connected to the body. It's like we're doing now. Divine connection, keeping us connected to the body so that the devil don't come and devour us by ourselves. If he take our focus and have us with them little petty things, you worrying about somebody on your job, forget it. We're here for a short time. forget it. You learn how to get along with them. You can't change them. Don't worry about that. And listen here, you can't even let your own children take your focus. Huh, Satan will work through them to get to you. We got to keep our focus. Keep our focus on that prize, y'all. Because God was showing us how the devil would take us away. And I asked God, what did the white women mean? What did that mean? And God said, there are a different race. They're a different kind. And that's why he had them white. When we leave the safety of the body of Christ and hook ourselves to people that's not like us, they will cause us to die spiritually. So I left the safety of the church. I left the safety. And when I talk about the church, I don't mean no specific church. I mean the body of Christ. I left that safety. And I allowed myself to get caught up in the world. That's what the white women represented. They were a different kind. It was another spirit. Let's try the spirit with the spirit. And as I went out, and here's this man looking at me, and he's shaking his head, no. But I'm so focused on where I'm at now, the condition that I'm in. My ride is gone. I don't know how I'm going to get home. I don't know what's going to happen, so I settle for what is available. Listen, don't lose your focus. Hey, God would never leave you nor forsake you. Continue to look to the hill for which cometh your help, and know your help coming from the Lord. You don't, people turn to drugs and men and all kinds of things, trying to satisfy this flesh. Because of something going on in their lives that they're focusing on. I'm lonely. I need a man. He don't want nothing from you but what he can get from you. But your focus is off. Your focus is off. I got to get over here and save my child. He's on drugs. Your focus is off. Love him, pray for him, and give him to God. Because we know there's a process and all of that stuff. But you can't let them burn you up. You can't let them pull you from Christ. You can't do it. We got to keep our focus. We got to keep our focus on God. And so as we begin to ride, hallelujah, we know that the devil's a deceiver. So I saw this big pot sitting in that chair. And in my mind, I thought witchcraft. But I overrode the spirit simply because I'm trying to do something else. I'm worried about how I'm gonna get home. Take no throat. Don't worry about what you're gonna eat, what you're gonna wear. Don't worry about that. God take care of the fish in the sea and the fowl in the air. Ain't got to worry about that. You don't either. Keep your focus. Keep your focus. And so I get into this car, and as we're driving, it's like I say, first of all, this is how the devil comes. The devil is a deceiver. And the devil will come, and he will make us think we're looking at the light. Looking at the light. In Galatians 6, it says this, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whosoever, whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He talks about the spirits that we allow to come in. And he said, if you let him, if we let the devil in, the devil will come in and take over. But you got to let him. You got to open some door for him to get in. And I opened that door when I got into that car because that wasn't my light kind. I was way off of the path. And then as we were driving, the devil has this illusion that I'm looking at, and I'm looking at all these beautiful buildings, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, I know that this is not familiar. I know that this is not my way home, but I'm just fascinated with what's happening. Y'all, we get fascinated by things of the world. They catch our eye. And even though we know, because, you know, sometimes we know our children are selling drugs and bringing it in our house. And we close our eyes because of the stuff that they're giving us or the money they're giving us, stuff that they're buying. And we think it's all right. Oh, don't be a part of another man's sin. And sometimes we do that because it's sparking deception. And Satan deceives us, things and money, and we are deceived. And I was caught up in it. And then all of a sudden, she turns off of the road. And when she turned off of that road, and like I said, I get the scary thing. It don't feel right. I know it's not right. But I continue in this car because I can't get out now. And I'm wondering, what is going on? Where are we going? I know that this is not the way that I should go. And now I find myself in a trick. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And if we let him, he'll take our peace. He'll take our joy. And he will lead us straight to hell. And he don't care about you being rich. He don't care about you having stuff. That's what he wants to do. Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes we hear this, get your stuff. Just pray and get your stuff. Send me some money. Being deceived. Send me some money and get this prayer call. And get the one with the tassels on it. Because that's where the power at. And pray and you can get yours for $50. So just get it and all your prayers going to be answered. All your needs are going to be met. Deception! Oh, God. And you got people in the church that fall for that stuff. You know, send me some money. I got some holy water. Got it from the Jordan River. Well, I have to ask, how did you get it over here? Enough to send to thousands of people. I mean, do we think about those things? Being deceived. When we got Jesus, that's the only mediator we need, y'all. We don't need nothing else between us and God except his son, Jesus. And we get off of the path. And then here I am now, and I find myself in this situation, and I'm trying to work it out because I didn't pray. Even as I got out of that car, I didn't pray and ask God for help. I went to talk to this man. I went over to see what is going on. I'm going to talk to this deceiver. And as I'm going over here to talk to him, I know he's not God. I know he's a deceiver. I can look at him and the feeling that I'm getting. You know, and we say a feeling, but it's the Holy Spirit. God said that the Holy Spirit within us will lead and guide us into all righteousness. And I didn't do it. But what I'm doing now as I'm catering to the flesh. Galatians 6:11 says, you see how Lord the letter I have written unto you with my own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you. No, that ain't what I want to read. Mm-mm. Sorry about that. What I want. to read. But when we try to do things without God, without praying, without prayer, we get ourselves in even a greater situation. I go over here, I know this man is not right, I'm looking at him, but yet I'm asking him, are you going to take me home? I already got out the car. I'm already feeling this leading of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is speaking to me, yelling at me, telling me this is not of me. This is not right. This is not something that I'm saying to you. And yet we get entrapped by what the devil is saying because we don't pray and we don't call on the name of Jesus to get us out of situations. This flesh can't produce nothing but flesh, and it will continuously to keep you in that place of bondage. You know, Isaiah 61 says, I come to set the captive free, those that are bound. And I was bound up in a place at that point that I could not get out. And what I needed to do was call on the name of Almighty God. Always pray. Always seek the face of God. Always stay in touch with the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Don't go to the world for answers that, we can all give you certain things to do, but there are things that we need to go to God for. There are things that we need to entrust in his care. And here I am in hell, in a mess. I done got so caught up with the things of the world. And now I'm going over here to a man that I know ain't out to no good. And I know that he's not there to help me. And in this whole thing, I was never praying. I never even thought about it in my mind. You know, to pray, to stay in contact with God. So then I leave. And for some reason, this gate is open. And I go and I walk out of this gate. And as I walk out of this gate, as I'm walking, no, I want to talk about something else first before I get there. I go back where this man is, and this is another dog. It's another dog that's coming. And this big dog do the same thing. This dog bow down to me, and he's friendly, and he's wagging his tail. And I looked in the Bible for what a dog represents. And in the Bible, a dog is depicted as evil. As evil. So these big dogs, even though they were coming after me, listen, they could not touch me. God gave me this scripture, and he gave me a lot of them in Revelation 22:15. They talk about dogs. In Proverbs 26:11, they talk about dogs. We remember the woman that Jesus called a dog. So I didn't realize it was so many places in the Bible that talked about dogs. But God gave me this scripture. Let me find it. And this was in Exodus 11:6-7. And he said, there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall there be like it anymore. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue, against man or beast, that ye may know that the Lord does put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. Here I am in hell, and all those dogs are there. but the dogs know that there is a difference between me and the people that's there. He can't touch me. God was showing me, hallelujah, that dog could not touch me. He bowed down to me. He showed me, even though here I am in hell, but God got me, and nothing could come against me. We are the children of God, and God's going to keep us. He's going to protect us. He's going to watch over us. Even when the enemy come up against us, we got to know that the enemy can't do anything that God don't allow them to do. He'll even make your enemy your footstool. And even though those, big, bad, evil dogs was coming, and here I am in hell where God allowed me to be, the dogs had to bow down to me. Do you know who you are in Christ Jesus? Do you know the power and authority that you walk in? Do you know the love that God has for you? You are the apple of his eye. And just like he took care of the Israelites, he's going to take care of you in face of the enemy. Here come the Egyptians. And they didn't have to worry. We know that the enemy is always after us. He's plotting and planning something all the time. And we know who can work through, but we got to remember who we are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Every time I say that, it reminds me of Minister Alexander. Know who you are, baby. Know who you are. Glory to God. We got to know who we are. And so I find myself now standing there. And I'm looking around everywhere because I don't know how to get out of here. I don't know what to do now. Cause I'm just looking. There's no way out, and I know it. And what I feel, what I feel as I'm looking around in this place is hopelessness. God allowed me to feel it. I felt it, and it wasn't like fear. Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. But I felt that hopelessness. And this hopelessness let me know that you're never going to get out of this place. And there's nothing you can do about it. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says this, "But I will not have you to be ignorant, brothers, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." I don't care what has happened. We got hope. Because when you have people that have no hope, it's in a place of desperation. Nothing you can do. And sometimes, we lose loved ones. Listen. And I sympathize with anybody because we've all lost somebody that we really love. But it comes a time you got to let go. God don't want you moaning just like the sinners, because we know if they died in Christ, we know where they are. And we're going to miss them. But God don't want us to have that feeling of hopelessness, because when you get in hell and you didn't go to heaven, oh, it's hopelessness. I've never had felt that. I can't explain the feeling. But God allowed me to feel how people feel right now that's in hell. They know that they're never going to get out of that. Because their minds are just as sharper now than it was when they lived. But they know there's no way out. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then also with sleep in Jesus, hallelujah, will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. I just want to tell you that God loves us so much. We are his church, and we are his body. And he's going to use us in the last days like never before. But God wants me to tell you to stay connected to like-minded people. We are the church. You don't have to be in the church house, and we all want to meet in there. But I don't want people to think that that's the church that God's talking about. He's talking about his bride. We got to stay together. We got to love one another. We got to love each other in spite of what else is going on, because God want to use us. God want to use us. We got to be prepared for battle. So God don't want us to get caught up in little silly stuff. You didn't speak to me. And therefore, a man, would you don't get caught up in that. You be the bigger person and go and speak to them. We're at war, y'all, and we ain't got time for foolishness. God said, love one another as I've loved you. We're in the last days, and God is building his church, and he brings his body together. So God wants us to know that in spite of everything that we're facing, we're going to face some things. That's just how life is. But God wants us to know that we got to stay focused. We got to be aware of all the surroundings. And that's not only spiritually, but in this day, we need to be aware of who around us. And what we're doing, because believe it or not, people watching us to deceive us, to steal from us, and to kill us. So we have to be looking. But we got to stay connected to God and know that he got us. He loves us. He's going to keep us. He's going to protect us in this last time. And this is the last thing I want you to know, that we are not alone. That there's some good people, there's some good pastors, there's some good churches. Hallelujah. But none of us is without fault or sin. So we can thank God for Jesus, who stands in the gap for us. Because of his righteousness we live. Because he became sin for us. Hallelujah, so that we could be that bride and be the church and be the children of God. So I want to just say to the church, let the church arise now in these last days like never before, in power, might, and authority, and know that God loves you and he'll never leave nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Father, we do thank you. We thank you for your word tonight, and I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that something I said tonight, God, will help somebody. I pray, God, that something I said tonight, God, will loose some bonds on people and untie them, God. Because Satan has kept them captive in their minds and in their throats and in their deeds. I pray in the name of Jesus that we know who we are in you, that you love us. In spite of us, you still love us. And help us always to pray one for another, lifting each other up even higher than ourselves, dear God. And I pray, Father God, that we stay connected to you and stay connected to your body. And God, I want to thank you again for just downloading that in my spirit, Father. It has blessed me. I'm blessed. It's nobody else's. I am. And I thank you again for Pastor BJ, who has allowed me, God, to come and share this with your body and with your people tonight. So, God, we love you. We praise you and ask that you have your way. And thank you for choosing us in yourself before the foundation of the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord, God, for you are good. You are good, dear God. Hallelujah. You are so good. You are good. You're awesome. And you're worthy of all our praise. So we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and thanks. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Pastor, I'm done.
We praise God for this word. We're going to have you to pray. But also, when you were talking, I want to ask this question. When God was giving you that revelation about the visitation, it ended up being in hell, but also that hopelessness that people are walking around here on the earth that walks in that hopelessness too. So in that also was related to that as well, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes.
Okay, because we do have people that the enemy has have in life just walking around in hopelessness, and they're doing all kind of chaotic things, and just like their minds are just open to the enemy and so forth, because they have, whether it be suicide, whether it be horrific, crazy crimes and whatever else the enemy have them doing. So this is at hour and a time and all the things that are going on in life now. So praise God. But anyway, I'm going to leave that over into your hands now for any other thing God have you to say as you pray. And then if there's anyone that needs prayer or either standing in the prophecy for someone that may be in that situation or either themselves in a certain case that may just felt hopeless, like I can't seem to break through or break out of this situation, whether it's something to do with a marriage or a child or a job or either the financial situation or somewhere another, just life itself with all the things that are going on in life. Some people are losing their focus because they're looking at all the things that are going on in the elements, going on in life, and just seem like they can't break through or whatever, or just constant revolving around generations, seem like I can't get out of this because all look back in the generations, things just constantly, whatever it may be, we're leaving the door open for the prophet to pray. And I know we have the apostle on the phone, and I'm here, or whoever, like this, you know, whatever it is, and all those that are on the phone that want to touch and agree and pray. But if we just want to just let the Lord have his way. Thank you, God. It's a powerful message from that dream that's just warning us and making us aware so that way we can be able to walk as God called us to walk in, not allow the enemy to have free reign in our lives. And we're supposed to be on meat now, not going back going backwards. But nevertheless, Pastor or Prophet, we're going to leave that door open for you right now.
I did want to ask, because, you know, I might not have all the answers, and somebody might have gotten something else out of that. God might have been speaking to somebody else while I was sharing that dream. And if he did, I would like for them to share, because, you know, I just went through what he showed me, and I know that I don't see everything. So if somebody else got something out of that dream that they wanted to share, I would like for them to share it.
Okay, I'm opening all the rest of the line so that, but if anyone right now have anything while the rest of the line's been opening, you have the floor to respond to the prophet. The lines are open.
Bless the Lord. Can
praise
y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am.
I thank the Lord for what Prophetess Bird was saying, and as she started off talking and was telling us about what she went through and everything, and then she went to the part to tell the church what Jesus was saying to the church about, nevertheless, I have something against you. And God has had me in revelation with the churches for all of the weeks, and had put it in my spirit to go through all seven churches. And so far, out of all of the churches, I'm not finished yet, but out of all of the churches, I've been through four of them. One of them, Jesus didn't have nothing against. He was saying, you know, they was going through. He knew what was going through. But the rest of the churches, he was saying, nevertheless, I got this against you, nevertheless. And the one today was talking about false teaching in the church and how people, somebody in the church, a prophetess in the church, teaching falsely and getting people away. So I'm thanking God for what she was saying, how things coming up and it's pulling you away from the church. But we can't, and then we can't do everything and get caught up in everything, just like her testimony was saying about she was in the church, but she was doing stuff that she knew wasn't right, but nobody said anything. And it's time for us as the body to speak up and say what the Lord is putting in our spirit to say, because people need to be saved. We ought not to say, sit here and watch out, brothers and sisters in junk, and let them go to hell, because we don't know when it's going to be their last time. So I thank the Lord for what the Lord showed her and help us to get it right, including ourselves. Amen. I just bless the Lord.
Praise
my God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Truly, I thank and praise God for the message on tonight. I tell you what, it was excellent, and I thank and praise God. I thank and praise God that he will speak to his servants, and he'll speak through dreams. And I just thank and praise God that when he do show us dreams, and if he's anointed you to prophesy and to give explanation, I that just lets me know how much God loves us, and he does not want us to miss, praise God, the mark, praise God. And the scripture teach that judgment is going to begin at the house of God. And if it begins at the house of God, then where shall the sinner and the ungodly be? So we've got to get it right, and I thank and praise God for your candidness regarding, you know, the life that you once lived, praise God, because look here, been there and done that. Stayed with a guy when I was in the military, praise God. Wasn't married to him, but we did get married, but I should have learned from that. Not very long. I didn't stay married that long. But in any case, we've got to do it God's way, praise God. And praise God that God loves us and he does not want us to miss out on the kingdom of God, praise God, by being sidetracked or getting off focus, because the enemy, yes, he is on his job and he's doing so many different things, and unfortunately it ain't got to be outside, it can be in the church. That's what why so many people will go away and not come back, because there's so much traumatic cases in the church, and the biggest thing is not treating people with love. And we can't be looking at the color of their skin, the texture of their hair, what size they are. We've got to love the agape way, and we've got to praise God, begin to look at people, and if we see them in a fault, we're going to be held accountable if we keep our mouth shut. But we got to restore the ones that are spiritually, like you say, restore such a one, praise God, in the spirit of love, but not to the point where you're going to join them. Hello, somebody. So I just thank and praise God, because there's so much, so much, and you cannot close your eyes to sin. You can't do it, whether it's in my family. And I don't know, I think sometimes they think if they keep doing something that I'm going to break, and I'm going to say, well, go ahead and do what you want to do. The devil is a liar. Praise God. I'm still standing on God's promises to deliver, to bring them out in Christ Jesus. And there's no time to be doubting, praise God. But I see a lot of things that was going on. Those were distractions, like you said, a lot of it to get you off focus. And if you don't be careful, if you get off focus, you could wind up down a road you don't want to go. So I just thank and praise God. Don't get off track by the shiny things. I wrote that down. And life, when you've seen all the pretty houses and things like that, you can't. A lot of that is to distract you, to get you off the focus. We've got to seek ye first the kingdom of God every day of our life. God, what is it that you want me to say to this person? What is it that you want me to do in this situation, praise God? So I just thank and praise God. And then one thing I like, you talked about the big dogs. Anybody that dreams about dogs, a lot of times the devil will send his hellhound. But you better know who you are, and you have authority to tell that dog to get back. But God was showing you also how that, I don't care how big he is, guess what? He got to bow to the power of God that resides in you. Glory be to God. And that was a actually physical thing that actually happened when I was in Mississippi. Praise God, and we was praying and walking around, and I was anointing things, and the enemy was jumping from the cats into the dogs, and I said, sick him, Holy Ghost, and I said, devil, you can't stay in that dog either. Now, and then the dog had backed away from me now, and I didn't have nothing in my hand like I was going to beat him or nothing like that. I just put my hand on the wire and said, sick him, Holy Ghost. I had anointing oil on my hand, praise God. And that dog that backed away from me came back up. This was not in a dream. This actually happened. Came all the way up to my feet and bowed down. That dog had to bow to the creator, praise God. I'm not the creator, but the spirit of the living God was at work. And that God lets us know, hallelujah, we ain't got to have a spirit of fear, because God has given us authority. And he's given us authority, what? Over all the power of the enemy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I thank and praise God there is no fear in the big dog, because a lot of times a lot of us would want to tear and run, but the dog wasn't going to do that but run, you know. But we have to have that authority to begin to say, and you can say something even in a dream, praise God. But like you said, Jesus has come to set those that have been held bound and captive free. So we thank and praise God. I could probably say some more, but there was so much in that, and I thank and praise God for the word of encouragement that we have to make sure we're doing right. We got to be an example, and we got to love people, praise God, enough to say something to them when we see them in sin. God bless you, woman of God. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, prophet. Thank God for
God.
You. I was just trying to write some stuff down. I was thinking, I looked at that port where you were having a dream, and when you said that there was trash on the floor, and I thought about that in the church. I said, I'm not trying to change what you were saying or nothing like that, but in what the Lord was giving me, I was saying it was just like we pick up sometimes in the church. Sometimes we have to be careful, because we'll pick up stuff that we shouldn't pick up. Like you said, there was trash in the floor. But it was just like you'll pick up other stuff, and that might not be for you. It might not be for you. And we'll pick up things that we shouldn't pick up. And so that's why we have to keep our mind on the Word of God. That's what the things that I'm learning now. We got to keep our mind on what the Word of God is saying. And then I was looking at the port where you were saying that because we all have come short of the glory of God, and we all have come short. And saying if we see someone falling, don't judge them, because we all have come short of the glory of God. Just pray for them, and so we got to stay connected to the body of Christ. We have to stay connected to the body of Christ. And there was another point I said. When we got Jesus, we got everything. We got everything. And when we are trying to do things without God, without praying, and sometimes you try to do things and you don't even try to pray. You don't even pray. Sometimes when I'm saying we, I'm talking about myself as well. when we do things, sometimes we got to pray. We got to put God first. We got to ask the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and to help us to know how and the way to go about doing things. Because, like you said, we are living in the last and even days, and we got to stay connected to the body of Christ. We got to stay connected, like on this lifetime, like on this phone, you know, to connect. We got to stay connected, and we need to stay connected to somebody that's strong in the Lord. And if we feel like we kind of down or weak. And we know Jesus is there too. We go to God. We go to Him, but sometimes we need someone that can help us on the way. And so I thank God. I thank God for that word on tonight, Pastor, because I just thank y'all because y'all have helped me so much. So I just praise God for every one of you because the things that I go through at times, I know it's nobody but Jesus that deals with y'all to help me to get where I'm supposed to be. So I praise God for you tonight to let, like Mother Alexander always say, know who you are in Christ. Know who you are in Jesus. Know who you are. And I'm still growing. I ain't got there yet, but I'm on my way. I'm on my way. So y'all just continue to pray for me.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. Praise the Lord, Prophet Bird. Thank God for you tonight. Because one important part I hear you say is God show hard to keep worshiping. That understanding is from, that is a lot of people today backing away from worshiping, backing away from coming forward in the church and standing strong. So that is a part that I know without a shadow of a doubt that's what's going on today, because we all can see it, that a lot of people is backing away from the church, having excuses, and don't realize that it's none but the enemy giving you these excuses, and you don't even realize it. The next part you said in hopelessness. Yeah, one good thing is that is real true, because people of God should not have that hopelessness spirit controlling them, because we must always remember who we are, baby. We are children of the mighty God, regardless why you think the enemy come against us so much. Every time you turn around, it's something come up, but we still stand because we know who we are in Christ Jesus, and God already gave us the authority and the dominion here on earth. We are the power because He gave it to us to stand faithful and let the enemy know, you have no authority here. You got to go and know what you said you mean. And next thing I enjoy what you say, because you have people today that they lost somebody died, they're going like it's the end of the world. But baby, a child of God, no, that's not the end of the world. So when you come, when you say Thessalonians 1, 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13, but I would not have you to be ignorant, my God. And then you know exactly. God already tell you, He'll never forsake you. He'll never leave you. And anything He said, if you find it in the Word of God, what you don't understand, Father, I am black at this. I don't know what's going on. Clear this up for me. And God will do it. But you see, just go back again to what? Hopelessness. People quick to give up, man. Just like going by the church, oh, the Quran this and the Quran or that. But baby, who you are? Who you are? God said He never put you to shame. He never leave you. So to me, this dream that God gave you, baby, is for the body of Christ to open their eyes, man. Get out there. Boldly know who you are in Christ. Don't let the enemy control your body. Don't let the enemy control your life. Don't let the enemy control your family. You see when he's coming in because of who you are. Now, if you don't know Christ, it's a different situation. You don't see. But when you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to stand, baby, and let the enemy know you're not coming here. You're not destroying what I have. And so that dream, that's what I see in the dream that you have, baby. That is for the body of Christ to wake up. Worship, man. I don't care what goes on in this world. We must know that Christ will never put you to shame. He will never leave you alone. Because that's the word of God. God said it. The Lord don't make mistakes. So I really, really, really enjoy what you come tonight to give us from the Word of God. He gave you that dream, and you said it as the way He gave it to you. And, baby, I thank God. Amen.
Praise God. Anyone else? Praise you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Amen. If no one else have anything else, Pastor, praise God, you refresh. Is there anyone that needs prayer or is they standing in a proxy for someone that they may know might be in that condition? Or just praise God for whatever the prayer request. The floor is open now for your request. All the lines are open and the prophet is available. Okay, if there's no prayer requests, praise the Lord. We already heard some remarks. Anybody else that just have a remark or whatever like this that didn't was able to share, we went by the request that Pastor asked for. She needed that. She left it open and said if anybody had anything related to the dream, and it ended up being witness right because the Spirit of the Lord directed. But if there's anyone that have anything else they want to say before she get ready to pray. All right, then, Pastor, it's left over in your court, Prophet's Bird.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we love you, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory. We thank you, God, for loving us so much, dear God. We thank you, God, for never leaving nor forsaking us. We thank you, God, for watching over us, keeping us, protecting us, God. We thank you for healing us, God, mind, body, and soul. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for your word tonight. Thanking you for dreams and visions, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, that you will never let us walk alone, Father God. We pray in the name of Jesus. God, as we come against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rule of the darkness of this world, that we stand on your word and know, God, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And help us, God, to stand strong and to know, God, that if you are for us, nothing else can be against us. So, God, I bless each individual on this line tonight. I pray that every need they have be met in you, dear God. I thank you that there's nothing broken, nothing missing. I thank you, Father, that they have the finances that they need in the name of Jesus. I thank you that they have the food that they need, God. I thank you, Father God, that you supply everything that they need in the name of Jesus, that they can depend on you because you care for us. I thank you, Father God, that they walk in good health. You came, Father God, that we would have health and that we would live life and have abundant life. So I come against every disease that's named now, Father God, in all of our bodies. And I ask in the name of Jesus that you heal our bodies and touch our minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, you know what we're going through in our bodies. You know those that have diabetes and cancer and pain in their joints and headaches and glaucoma and diabetes, all of that stuff you already know, dear God. So we said by your stripes we are healed. We walk being healed and whole in you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you so much for that, God. In the precious name of Jesus. And God, I do lift up my sister right now to you, Annie, dear God. She's going to the doctor tomorrow to see if they can get some blood, Father God, to her feet so that she can be healed, God. There's no flow going to the wounds on her feet. So we are praying in the name of Jesus, God, that they can open up those veins in her legs. So that she won't have to have any amputations or any other thing in the precious name of Jesus. And she's also got going to a doctor for her back. And I pray in Jesus' name, God, that this procedure that they want to do on her back, that it would do her good, God, in Jesus' name, that it would take away that pain and everything that's associated with that back and the way she walks. God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you promote healness and wholeness now in her body in the name of Jesus. So by your stripes, she is healed and whole. So I ask that you be with her as they travel that road tomorrow, Father God, and believe in you for good news in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray for any other needs that's on this line tonight, God, that needs you, Father God, that we can trust you. We can bring and cast all our cares and concerns upon you, God, because you care about us. And all our needs are met in you, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus. So we thank you again, God, for who you are and all that you do. And God, I do lift up the body of Christ. I lift up your people. I lift up those faithful ones. I lift up those, God, that walk by faith and not by sight. I lift up those, God, that praise without ceasing. And I ask that you continue to watch over them, keep them, and use them in this season, God, like never before. I pray that every door that you open for them, God, no man can close it. I pray for their family, for their children and their children's children, God, all the way down to that 50th generation. I pray that they be saved, God. I pray that they know who you are, Father God. I pray, God, that they have a turnaround and give their lives to you for those that don't know you. So, God, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor and glory in the precious name of Jesus. Have your way with us because we belong to you. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Pastor Graham, do you like to say anything? Pastor Graham, praise the Lord. Not unless she hung up. Are you there? Okay. Well, at this time, Apostle Bert, before we hang up, do you have anything else that you'd like to say? Did she hang up too? All right, praise God. Pastor, I bless the Lord for you tonight. Already blessed God for all the things that was already said. We don't need to go over, review it. Praise the Lord and rehearse it. The power of the anointing was in the word. And thank God for the Lord blessing you to bring that, the dream that you shared. And Lord, thank God for him giving you the interpretation. Glory to God tonight after being able to hear it earlier. But this is magnificent how God blessing you to share it and bring it home, glory to God, to where we live and the things that was even said tonight to everyone that had heard the word and that God has given them, even in the revelation of the Rhema Logos word. Praise God. We thank God again. So at this time, we're just going to thank the Lord for you. Praise God for the prayer that's gone forth. And also know that we're going to, and he don't give us that for just to tickle our ears or just for to hear we heard a good word. It's things God's saying more and more as he's preparing us more and more to build ourselves up in our most holy faith to get that firm foundation, because the things that are already here and the things are still yet coming, but we'll still be able to have that peace and strength and strong to stand in him, as the words have been said over and over about Mother being shared. We already know it, but the reiterating how God continues to bless Mother to remind us, Mother Alexander, about know who you are, and that's something we do need to be reminded sometimes when we allow the enemy to take us and try to toss us a little bit when certain trials come. There's some things he know he can't move us, but there's other things that we still got to get rooted and grounded in the Lord with that we got to remember. Wait a minute. Remember who you are, whose you are. But thank God, glory to God, in the midst of all the oppression and everything else that's going on. We were the tag team tonight, but the Lord blessed the total last day when I talked to her only a couple of days ago. The Lord blessed and moved miraculously in this woman. Not like she had it all week. God bless, and just listen to the voice of God just saying, because something God was giving me about the oppression and seducing spirits, and it wasn't for me to share my portion tonight. God had a plan with her, and that was in my spirit even more so today that she has the word tonight. So we give God glory for her hearing the voice of God And we got to get to the point where we immediately, not to wait for no week and month and this, that. I got to go pray. See, the closer we get to the Lord, we got to be sensitive enough. If God say right now, you speak tonight, if just right now, give a word to the body, we got to be in a place that we got such a firm foundation in him that we seek his face. And when he quicken our spirit, if he don't speak a word that didn't hit our spirit, we will be available because we know it was him that says, glory to God, thus and so. And that's how close we need to get with him. And thank God, glory to God, for women and men that were only moved by the Spirit. And truly enough, he'll prove himself every time. So we thank God again for you, just glory to God, being before the Lord, what he already gave you, and then the door that he said to walk in to share that with us and gave you even the revelation to it. So I bless God for it. I thank you again, Lord, for blessing and keeping her covered under the blood, dispatching your angels about her. Use her for your glory. Keep her body healed and whole. Continue to bless the longevity that she continue to do as you called her to do. We thank you in Jesus' name. Prayer will be tomorrow night at, Lord, say the same at 7 o'clock. We pray God's blessing for those that were joined with us. And thank God, glory to God, for the remarks that were said tonight. We pray, glory to God, for Pastor's trip this week and Mother McCormick's birthday on the 12th, the trip that her family, her children are taking her on. We pray God's blessing and blood covering over them in the name of Jesus. Thank you for those that have prayed for Pastor Betty's daughter, the nurse practitioner. I know my niece's name. Lolita, that made it safely from California and was able to, glory to God, to get to the city in Columbia, South Carolina safely. And had a blessed time. Praise God. We thank God for those prayers. All was well with that. We're praying that God has blessed the report, even with my auntie that y'all been praying about with the stroke and everything. And Aiden had had temporarily for the dialysis, which we told you that the Lord blessed and pulled her off of that. She didn't have no complications, no problems. Looking so beautiful yesterday. And the Lord bless the doctor saying now, she don't even have to be back to see him for another 2 months. Talking so much better. Still, you know, that where her hand is, you know, that's the right hand. The right hand is, you know, still doing therapy on her neck leg, but her niece did say she was able to stand up on her own, just pull up and stand up on her own. So I just bless God for all you all's prayers and all the church family prayer and all the people praying for Auntie. Bless the Lord. She's 93 now, but looking lovely. Praise God. So it was just a joy to see. So in the meantime, I bless God for that report. So in the meantime, I'm not going to keep it any longer. I enjoyed the word tonight and bless God for you all. So we're getting ready to dismiss and thank God again for your prayer. Angels of the Lord be in camp and pray God's blessing throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, and the greater things is yet to come. Praise the Lord. Thank God again for Apostle Burton. Some of you, I will be coming back to you to talk to you about some things, praise the Lord, a little bit later in the name of Jesus concerning her. But right now, we just want to bless the Lord and thank God for her and thank God for you all obedient to that God has placed in her spirit. Truly, God bless, and it was on time and such a blessing. And I'm grateful for God's move of God and to the servant and to you all that, glory to God, bless. I pray hundredfold blessing with the spiritual, natural, physically abundance back into what God has given you to do. So thank God for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we're going to say shalom, covering over your family, your children, and go out your work, everything else in ministry, and God's blessing, and have a good and blessed and wonderful night and week. And we look forward to God, a great report of him moving in a miraculous way on your behalf. So shalom, shalom, shalom. Be blessed and be encouraged as we pray you one for another.
Shalom.
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 Shalom. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Thank you, Jesus. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amazing grace. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thanks be to the Lord.
Thank you,
Amen. Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.